I went through electric convulsive therapy. I went through the humiliation therapies, the redirection therapies, the realignment therapies.
Kitty Lambert of Buffalo was describing her experience with conversion therapy. Over many years, it has been used to force change of a person's gender identity or sexual orientation. But those against the practice deem it ineffective and dangerous.
The truth is, there are still an enormous number of people out there that think that this is something I woke up one day and chose. Over 52% of LGBT children between the ages of 10 and 21 try to commit suicide. LGBT.
Lambert says no one should go through conversion therapy or feel there's something wrong with them.
I will literally fight to my death. My last breath drawn will be working on these issues so that not another child grows up to feel as if there's something wrong with them and unfixable. Because you can't change this. I tried. I did everything. And once I came to the realization I couldn't do this anymore, and I came out, I really assumed my good Mormon mother and father would leave me. They would abandon me. They would turn their backs on me. And it was quite the opposite. My dad said, "We're so relieved that you have come to an understanding of who you are."
A national organization called Credo has launched a petition asking citizens to call on Congress, telling them that being gay is not an illness, and that they want them to pass this legislation to ban conversion therapy. Locally, Lambert and other members of the LGBT community have called on the Erie County Legislature to support a bill that also calls for a ban on the practice. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.